A fast start by the Broncos ends in a disappointing loss as they could not get off the field when it mattered the most. The Broncos postgame show starts right now. Hello, and thank you for joining us here in studio. I am Phil Milani alongside the Hall of Famer, Steve Atwater, and our Hall of Famer, Mr. Nick Ferguson. The Raiders getting a victory at Empower Field at Mile High, 17-16, the final score. It's a seventh straight loss in this series for the Broncos. Steve, just your takeaways here.
Yeah, just a very disappointing loss. I thought both the offense and the defense kind of did enough to where we should have won the game. And unfortunately, the kick, I think that was the difference in this football game. And, you know, I know there's a lot of pressure on Lutz, but that's what he should do. He should thrive under those situations, and I'm sure it'll get better. But this one hurt.
The one thing about these games is that division of games always say they count for 2 points, extra points. And this is a game that you wanted to start out winning. Steve and I talked when I was at the game that if the Broncos were able to get this win, now at least for week one, you were the top of the AFC West. That didn't happen. This is a game, when you look at it statistically, the Broncos definitely should have won. Russell had, I'll say it right now, the best game I've seen thus far of Russell, and that's counting, looking into last year as well. So not what you want, but guess what? There's still 16 more weeks in
yes.
the season.
A lot of positives here, despite the final score. Let's check out the highlights here. And how about this for the start of the game? The Sean Payton era, starting with an onside kick. The Broncos touched it before 10 yards. The Raiders scored on that ensuing drive, but the Broncos answered right away. Russell Wilson, using his legs, gets outside of the pocket and finds little Jordan Humphrey. They did miss the extra point, though, and that would be the difference in the game. Right before halftime, Denver goes 75 yards, and the touchdown looks similar. Russ rolling right, finds Cortland Sutton in the back of the end zone. Cortland Sutton had a heck of a game, and the Broncos were up 13-10 at the break. Third quarter, the Raiders had first and goal from the one, but come up empty after Kareem Jackson gets the pick. He did not have one last year, but this one was huge. Although in the fourth, the Raiders right back down there. Jimmy G this time finds Jacoby Myers, his second touchdown of the game. The Raiders go up 17-16. Last chance here for the Broncos, same score. Third and seven, Jimmy G gets outside of the pocket, finds the first down marker and slides, and that would be the ball game. The Broncos lose 17-16, the final. Let's go out to Empower Field at Mile High, field level, and check in with Eric Dalala and Sydney Jones.
Thanks, Phil. An unfortunate loss to open up the season here at Empower Field at Mile High, but a really close game, Eric. We heard head coach Sean Payton say in his press conference following game that there were a lot of positives to take out of this matchup. Eric, let's look at the offense to start. You know, they were able to get off to a fast start tonight and move the ball really well, but unfortunately weren't able to get it done here. What did you think from their performance?
Yeah, I thought it was better, right? And especially in the first half, you had that first opening drive touchdown, first one since 2008, mm-hmm. where the Broncos opened a season with a touchdown on their first drive. You have that two-minute drill right before the half, where you get another touchdown, and it looks like things are rolling. And really, the Broncos moved the ball pretty well. You only mm-hmm. had one three and out the entire night. The issue was they just didn't have that many possessions.
Right.
But I don't think this is a wholesale sort of change that needs to happen. Obviously, you'd like to be a little bit more efficient in the red zone. But offensively, it definitely looked better.
Yeah, and Eric, looking at this defense, I know the keys to the game heading in were to shut down the Raiders, playmakers, Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams. They succeeded in that and were pretty efficient in the red zone as well.
Yeah, I mean, you have the one drive where you give up the touchdown right after the Broncos go up by 6 points, and you hope that you're able to cut that out of it. You have the early touchdown drive after the onside kick attempt, so it wasn't perfect,
mm-hmm.
but you're right. When Josh Jacobs doesn't have a game, has 50-something yards, and Devontae Adams doesn't go off, you hope that that's enough to win the football game.
Right.
It just the defense, as we saw, gave up a few too many third downs, key fourth down. And the Broncos just couldn't quite get that stop. Again, not wholesale changes, but things have to be tuned up and they have to be better.
Right. Another major component of tonight's game were penalties, really for both teams. But looking at the Broncos, they had 10 for 83 yards. How do you hope to see them improve that next week?
Yeah, I think you tend to see teams clean things up from week one to week two. Some of them are bang-bang plays that are going to happen, that Kareem Jackson went toward the end of the game just trying to make a play. Mm-hmm. But certainly you can't put yourself in a position where you're going to hurt yourself. And right now the Broncos are in a point where they're going to play a lot of close games. That's what the NFL is. And those penalties can be the difference between winning and losing. Got to get them cleaned up.
Yep. Well, we'll head inside the locker room a little bit later on to talk to some of the players. Until then, Phil, send it back to you.
Thank you very much, guys. We're back here in studio with Steve Atwater and Nick Ferguson. What was the difference in this game, Steve? It looked like the Broncos could have got off the field a couple times there at the end of the game, but couldn't make the play.
Yeah, I would say just in the big scheme of things, we couldn't really make a play when we needed to. You know, we did make plays throughout the game, but when they really counted, when we really truly needed it, nobody came up with the sack. Nobody came up with the interception. Nobody caused the fumble. And I'm talking all defensive stuff here. I'm a defensive player. But yeah, even on the offensive side of the ball, you know, you got to make that that first down, that catch Adam Trautman caught off to the left side there.
Just had to be one guy.
Yeah, beautiful catch. I thought he had a really good game. But, you know, those are the instances where you got to make that play. You know, I know he gave great effort, but we got to make more plays by more people.
I think it was Al Pacino on Any Given Sunday who said that it's a game of inches. And exactly what you described with Adam Trautman, if he was able to secure the ball in his left arm, give the defensive a stiff arm, maybe pick up the first down, the drive continues. But that seemed to be the problem with the Broncos all day long. It was just close enough, but no cigar for the team. But I'm not going to be Debbie Downer with them because guess what? I mean, from what I saw today, I'm really optimistic as far as what this team can actually do. Russell did a great job of distributing the ball around to several different wide receivers. And the one thing we saw this season, or the beginning of this first game, that we did not see all of last season, we saw wide receivers not just run and stop. They kept moving. And Russ was able to find guys in the back of the end zone as he got outside the pocket. So there are some positives out in this game.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, Russell Wilson was running around. We'll talk about his game a little bit more in just a moment here. But here's what head coach Sean Payton had to say after the game.
Kind of a hard-fought game that, you know, we kind of felt at halftime this was going to come down to a possession. We didn't make enough plays. There'll be some things, and I just told our team, there'll be some things we like that we see on this film, and then there'll be some other things that we've got to correct. I thought the penalties were a tick high for us. That's going to hurt us. I thought we defended the run well. Kind of go from there.
All right, that's head coach Sean Payton after the game. Let's talk a little bit more about Russell Wilson's game here. He was 27 of 34, 177 yards and two touchdowns. Steve, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought he played a solid game. He did a great job of getting that ball out quickly. That's one of the complaints that I heard from last year's season. He just was holding the ball much too long. The receivers did a great job, like you said, Nick, of coming back to the ball. Looked like they were on the same page, in a rhythm. But at the end of the day, you still got to score more points as an offense. And, you know, I know they did a really nice job for their first time playing a full game and everything, but they're going to have to put more points on the board going forward.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to win a lot of games in this league, you have to score more than 24 points. Yeah. But I'll say this, once again, best game I've seen of Russell in the Broncos uniform. That's not a preseason game. Because the one thing he did was he allowed his feet to determine when he was going to throw the ball and keep him in rhythm. And like you said, last year the whole knock on him was like he was holding the ball entirely too long. The offense seemed to have somewhat of a flow. Greg Dulcich went out. I thought he was doing a great job and Russ was doing a great job of getting him the ball. But once that happened, to me, I felt as though it limited them offensively, knowing as though Jerry Jeudy was not in the game.
Yeah, important to remember, Jerry Jeudy did not play in this game, and then Greg Dulcich left with a leg injury. So those are two big playmakers for Russell Wilson out there. Well, what do you think is the cause for it? Was it the fact that he lost some weight? Was it the play calls from Sean Payton? What do you think?
I think it was more of Russ playing with a little more confidence and playing a little more relaxed than we've seen him kind of last year. And you probably have to say, okay, give that credit to both Russell and the play calling by Sean Payton. Now, once again, the execution wasn't as clean as we would like, but it's the first game of the season. Once again, when we look at the first game, you're going to have mistakes. The idea is that, are you making mistakes that we can clean up, or Are we having mistakes because you're not skilled to do what the coach wants you to do? That's not the issue. All it is, go back to the lab, figure these things out, come out next week ready to play.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few plays that they'd like to have back there. And we've heard Sean Payton say, look, these first four games, it's a race to improve here. So we'll see how the Broncos continue on. Here's what Russell Wilson had to say at the podium.
I thought we played well in offense throughout the game. You know, I thought we made some great plays. Guys, we were battling up front. I thought the offensive line did a tremendous job. I thought, you know, especially with Jerry coming down, going down, I think that, you know, seeing LJ make that touchdown and Cortland Sutton played a great game. I think it was also really good to see Javonte back in the game, you know. I think the biggest thing is just, you know, we had six possessions. I thought we did well on pretty much all of them. I think the biggest thing is just finding one more play here, you know. We knew it was going to be a fight. We knew it was going to be a battle. We thought we were going to come out on top. Unfortunately, we didn't.
Talked a lot about the offensive side of the ball. Let's get into this defense a little bit. You know, so much talk this week about Davante Adams, Josh Jacobs. Seems like the Broncos did a decent job against those guys.
Yeah, did a decent job. Held them to under 100 yards. Both Josh Jacobs running the ball and Davante Adams with reception with in terms of receiving yards. But Jacoby Meyer, the other receiver, who I don't think many people were expecting to be targeted as much as he was, he came out, played a really good ball game, and I'm sure Damari Mathis, you know, wanted to play a little bit better against him. But guess what? He'll bounce back, and he'll be right back in there.
Well, see, that's the, I guess, downside of playing opposite PS2.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of targets. So, like Steve said, Damari Mathis should definitely improve, but he shouldn't, you know, be upset with his level of performance. This is an NFL, and Josh McDaniels, give him credit. They had some great play designs for Jacoby Myers, and he went out there and executed. The one thing that I was really surprised at with what I saw in training camp was I saw a great edge rusher, a great edge rushing group. I didn't see anyone on the stat sheet. I think the Broncos, no sacks, three quarterback hits, which is good, but if you ask Coach Payton which one you want, QB hits or sacks, I think he would say sacks.
Let's talk about Surtain's game against Davante Adams. They went after him a couple times. Surtain, just the one PI call. Other than that, I didn't see much out there.
No, didn't see much. And Pat, his confidence level is through the roof, and it should be. You know, he's one of the greatest corners in the game right now and played a very competitive game. He didn't talk a lot of noise. I mean, I don't know what he was doing with his hands. I don't know if he was putting up the two sign or what.
That was the incomplete sign. Yeah.
But I like that. I love his confidence. And he knew that they're going to get the ball to Devontae. You got to throw the ball to Devontae a couple times. And Davante Adams, hey, he caught his receptions, but he didn't kill us. He didn't have a huge day.
Yeah, he did a great job of defending Davante Adams. Now, I'll say this. I mean, Phil said it. Hey, he got the PI call. That was a phantom call because in those situations, you got to let the DB and the wide receiver actually fight for the ball. And PS2 was trying to gain position on that particular play, but you can see Davante Adams pushing off as well. So we're going to look at that one as in Broncos country as a no call. But PS2, one of the better corners in the league, he did a great job. When you hold a guy like Davante Adams under 100 yards receiving, that says a lot. Take that, Sauce Gardner. But, yeah, so PS2 is still that dude.
I should mention that I'm up here with a couple of defensive backs. Let's go inside the Broncos locker room and check in with Sidney Jones.
Thanks, Phil. We're here inside the locker room with cornerback Pat Surtain. Pat, you know, unfortunately, a loss tonight, but it was a really close game. Overall, just what were your takeaways from tonight?
I think we played fast. We played physical. Obviously, we wish the result would have been better, but, you know, we learned from and correct our mistakes and just move on from here.
You mentioned, you know, learning from and correcting some of those mistakes. What are the mistakes from tonight that you want to fix?
I just think getting off the field in crucial moments, you know, just finishing games all in all. I mean, I think that was the biggest thing because we played fast, we played hard. It's just those little things that help us, you know, get to that next level.
And the Raiders have a lot of key playmakers, Josh Jacobs, Davante Adams, and you guys held them pretty well tonight. Overall, what did you think about that performance?
Yeah, I mean, those are two guys. You know, eliminating them was part of the game plan, obviously, because if they get going, it could be tough. So that's the two top priorities, and we managed to do that very well. So like I said before, like once we do that, we just got to find a way to finish those games, those close games. But I know we're going to get better from here on out and just move on.
Pat, I know a lot of the talk this week heading into the game was about you and Davante Adams. So how did you feel about your game against him?
I think I played pretty well. A lot of film study on him. Obviously, he's a great player. And when you go into matchups like that, you just got to stay on your P's and Q's and stay dialed in. And I feel like I did my part today.
What's the focus now heading into next week as you guys return here at Adam Power Field at Mile High for another game?
Yeah, just improve, get better. I got 100% trust in this team, man. The belief system is very high right now. It's only one game out of 17. So, we're just going to keep on going and, just keep on executing at a high level, get better in practice in the film room, and just look on to finish those games, and get better from that standpoint.
Appreciate your time, Pat.
Thank you.
Phil, I'll send it back to you.
Thank you very much, Sydney. Let's talk a little bit about Javonte making his return. Samaje Perine had a nice game. The Broncos running backs were a big part of this offense today.
Yeah, I was very impressed with both of them. They ran hard, good holes for them to run through. They had almost 100 yards between the two of them. And I like the combination. And for Javonte Williams to be less than a year off of his surgery, it just blows my mind that he's able to run with the confidence level that he's running with out there. And Samaje Perine looked like he was starting to feel it there near the end of the game as well. So I think this is going to be a potent 1-2 punch as we go forward.
Well, as the kids say nowadays, Javonte Williams, he's him. And what I mean by that, like Steve said, for a guy to come back after an injury that he sustained and just run the way that he runs, a physical bruising type of runner, that's the guy that you want in your backfield. And, Samaje Perine, excellent compliment. It was great to see, Sean Payton throw him passes out of the backfield to establish him, not just as a runner, but as a passer. So once again, it's week one. I know it's Raiders week and Broncos fans, you're a little upset, but to me, there's much left to be desired from this team, and they're going to get the job done next week.
Well, how about another guy who looked good out there, Courtland Sutton? You knew that there was going to be a lot of pressure on his shoulders when you saw Jerry Jeudy on that inactive list. And for that touchdown drive, he looked pretty crisp out there.
Yeah, Courtland, I've been saying this for several weeks now. He's 100% back. And, this is the guy that, we were hoping to get kind of a year after his surgery, but it normally takes a while to come back from the horrific knee surgery that he had. And he's 100% back, great hands, great confidence. And he's the leader on the team and everybody looks up to him and he makes plays when he has to. And I think, again, that's just going to get better and better as the season moves on.
I think the one thing with Courtland right now, I'm seeing more maturity from him. Even though I know he's mature by his experience, but we haven't really seen him kind of step up to the plate as a wide receiver. To me, I think today he took steps in that direction, especially when you know it's going to be a long season. Guys are going to get injured. So someone else, Courtland Sutton, is going to have to stand up and is going to lead this team. So it was great to see him get out there and establish that chemistry with Russell Wilson today.
Just 2 touchdowns last season, but he's already got one this year. So a promising start here for Courtland Sutton. Let's go back inside the Broncos locker room one more time and send things over to Sydney Jones.
Thanks, Phil. We're here inside the locker room checking in with wide receiver Courtland Sutton. Courtland, unfortunately, a disappointing loss, but a close game. This, offense seemed to get off to a faster start. We're moving the ball well. Overall, what'd you think?
I think what you said was, we started off hot, but unfortunately weren't able to get the job done. And, at the end of the day, that's the biggest thing, the moral victories, I'm kind of pushing them joints to the side. It's more of, getting the job done, and we weren't able to get that done today.
What can you take from this offensive performance heading into next week?
Yes, I really do think that the running backs and the O-line played really, really well. I think that, we made some of the plays that we need to make on the outside, the receiver. But, the running backs and the O-line, a lot of props and a lot of praise to those boys because, they went out there and they, I feel like they set the tempo and they gave us a chance to be able to stay on the field. I think the first scoring drive, I think we were out there for like 16 plays or something like that. And, when you can do that, consistently, I feel like you're going to have success. And, I was very pleased with how they played the game today.
You talk about, moving the ball more consistently. What do you hope to focus on this next week to kind of fix that for the Commanders game?
Yeah, just when we get into the red zone, being able to get 6 and 7, just, points are nice, but to be able to get, you know, touchdowns is the key. And I think ultimately when we get in the red zone, we're able to score touchdowns. That's going to give our defense a little bit more cushion to be able to go out and do what they do and, you know, ultimately be able to, you know, play the game, you know, with, a calmer mind.
What was head coach Sean Payton's message to the team here after the game?
Yeah, just, you know, staying true to the course, understanding that, you know, we did some things well. There's going to be some things that we, you know, want to correct when we go in and watch the film. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, that's, you know, everyone has to, you know, be accountable to themselves at the end of the day and, you know, go in and watch the film with an open mind and understand that, you know, yeah, we might have done some things well, but we didn't win. So there are things that we got to, you know, go in and correct.
Courtland, appreciate your time.
Of course. Thank you.
Phil, I'll send it back to you.
Thank you very much, Sydney. Back here in studio, time to wrap up the show. Steve, where do the Broncos go from here? They got a Washington team coming in next week.
Yeah, back to the drawing board, really. You know, you got to go and make the corrections from this game, and then you got to put this game to the side. You know, we did the best we could. We came up short. Guess what? It's a new week this week, and time to, you know, set a new pace and focus 100% on the Washington Commanders to come in there and get the victory.
Well, the one thing you want to do early in the week is go back over the mistakes. You look at the plays that you should have made that were not made. But still, at the same time, you got to validate guys for what they actually did, because it's not one of this. Even though you lost to the Raiders, this shouldn't be a game where, you know, now you're talking about all the negatives. Try to validate the players and give that confidence back to them and say, look, here's what we did well. We just came up just a couple plays short, like Steve said.
A lot of positives.
And then if we continue to move forward, that's what it's about. Moving forward, then on the outcome, when the game ticks zero, we'll be on the winning side of things.
Yeah, the Broncos should have some confidence coming out of this one. And we'll find out more about the injury status of some of these guys. Kanan Stearns left the game on a cart. Yeah. Clearly upset there, so we'll have to see what's his status moving forward, and same with Greg Dulcich, and maybe Jerry Jeudy can work his way back a little bit too. So the Broncos, they'll lose a tough one here, 17-16 to the Las Vegas Raiders. That is going to do it for us. For Nick Ferguson and Steve Atwater, I am Phil Milani. This has been the Broncos Postgame Show.